Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kirk throws, intercepted, picked off all the way down the sideline. Cordell Flott inside the 30, out of bounds, deep in Eagles territory.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
If Jake Hassan is trying to curry favor with me before I hand out $20 of Nick Costos' money, life-changing money, really. Mm-hmm. By playing Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song with a Giants highlight from last night. It's working. Good job from Jake.
Updated live odds?
we are gonna have a crew, because this has been going on during the breaks. The crew is sniping at each other. We will bring it onto the air next hour and determine who will win Nick Costos' money. This week, Colin Wilson joins us in 20 minutes, giving us bets for college football. But joining us right now to talk the National Football League and perhaps a little NBA is our good buddy, the saucy Aussie, Jay Croucher, NBC Sports betting analyst. You know, it's like a Sunday night football tradition. Like, I get home from the office, I got to record something for Westwood One. I get home, park my ass on the couch, and here's Jay Croucher talking us up before we get to the actual game. Before we see Carrie Underwood, here's Jay Croucher. One of these things is not like the other. On Twitter, at Croucher JD. What's going on, my friend?
Yeah, I'm well, mate. I'm glad you're here. Glad you made it out of the delirium of a tremendous Giants victory against the Eagles. A lot of happy Giants fans today, which is good to see for the most part. People are getting a little carried away, but I'm glad to see your team doing well, Nick, after our team, the New York Yankees, did not do so well preceding that.
Yeah, we'll leave the Yankees aside. And I started the show by saying, like, great win for the Giants, and I'm excited, but we got to pump the brakes a lot. I don't think the Giants are a playoff team. Can they go 7-10, 6-11? They could. I think that might bring Brian Daboll back, but that's a story for another day. Jay, the Eagles are so fascinating now, right? Now the third choice to win the NFC following last night's loss, two straight defeats. Offense looks broken. Defense isn't healthy. How are you approaching betting the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles at this juncture?
Yeah, so for what I bet on, which is largely futures, I think the most interesting repercussion is that clearly, whatever you think of the Eagles, they're not a juggernaut right now. And just by removing a juggernaut from the top of the NFC, it just makes everything a little bit more wide open. So I think that teams that came into the year more in that second tier in the NFC, teams like the Bucs and the Rams, I think it's much more viable that teams of that ilk could be in the Super Bowl. And perhaps the most relevant one of that tier are the Commanders, who look like they would be a drop down from teams like the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers. But now, with the Eagles making the NFCs a lot more wide open, I think the Commanders become a bit more compelling as well. In terms of the Eagles, if they're just going to turn it around, I think ultimately the defense will be okay as it gets healthier, as Jalen Carter, Quinion Mitchell come back. Probably not going to be as good as last year overall. So we've got a giant Adoree Jackson problem. But I think the defense will be largely okay. The issue is the offense, which is just looks, to your point, it looks completely broken. The book is out on the Eagles that, you know, they only really run 10 or 12 plays, and Saquon Barkley is coming out saying last year everyone knew what we were doing too and it didn't matter. It seems like it's a point of controversy in the Eagles organization. Like, should we have more than 10 plays? It's like, I don't know, you're an NFL team, maybe you have more than 10 plays, maybe that's unambiguously a good thing if you can disguise what you're trying to do. But specifically with the Eagles, I think the thing that is lacking is that Jalen Hurts just isn't running the ball anymore. There's no designed runs in this offense. I don't know whether that's Hurts' self-preservation, whether they were trying to preserve him for a playoff run after a deep playoff run last year. But if Jalen Hurts isn't running the ball, then he's just not that special of a quarterback. And the deep ball seems to be a bit off now. They got these 10 days off. I suspect that they are going to turn it around. But there's a lot of downside with this team, and they certainly don't have the high floor that I think that everyone thought that they would coming into the year.
Yeah, no, I think you put it there perfectly. I think if they don't change the play caller, I'm thinking I'm just out entirely on the Philadelphia Eagles. It's been that bad with Kevin Petullo. How about on the positive after last night? You mentioned it, a lot of Giants fans getting a little bit carried away with the victory last night.
Well, just ask the question, market? Femi.
As Nick Costo's getting a little carried away, is the betting market getting carried away with Jackson Dart as a 2-1 shot right now to win Offensive Rookie of the Year just behind Emeka Ogbuka?
Yeah, I had a Giants fan friend, Femi, text me this morning. He said, "I am invincible. I will never die," which I really didn't enjoy. I didn't enjoy that text. It was ridiculous. That's how these Giants fans are coming up. I'm old enough to remember when the New York Giants lost to the New Orleans Saints 5 days ago. So look,
can we not do this? Listen, it's been really bad. Can we just can we just enjoy a win? I'm not joking. It's not funny.
Can we just
enjoy a win in
but
peace?
It is funny.
Like, please.
Yeah.
Can we enjoy this win, please? Is that too much to ask for?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. I just don't want the I'm invincible, I'll never die stuff. This is ridiculous. But
I got bad news for that guy.
Yeah, Jackson, he's going to die. He's not invincible.
He will die at some point.
Yeah, probably. Unless Jackson Dart carries them to the Super Bowl. I think the thing with Dart, it's not so much that just that they won the game in such impressive fashion. It was the level that he played at. And the thing with Dart is that sometimes one of the knocks on him coming out of the draft is he doesn't always throw with anticipation. It seemed like he was throwing with anticipation last night. Some of those third down throws, he's got two guys in his face. He's throwing to a guy before he gets open, throwing him into just the perfect window. He looked incredible. You have to be worried, obviously, with Dart's just ability to stay healthy with the amount of hits that he's taking. But I think ultimately, I've been largely against Dart in this market. I think that the fact that he plays for the Giants in New York, the fact that he's a quarterback, obviously, I think he was inflating his price a little bit too much. Still not really interested at plus 185. I think that the way that Dart would win, because I don't think he's going to have incredible stats because just the weapons in the pass game just aren't really there for him. So if he's not going to have incredible stats, I think he needs to bring the Giants not to the playoffs necessarily, but at least into the mix for a playoff spot. That's Dart's pathway. I think that the gap between his price and Cam Scatterbill at the moment is much too big. I think Dart is more likely to win, but I don't think the gap there is significant. I think Emeka Ogbuka is rightfully the favorite. Last week to you guys about Tetero McMillan, again, this week is lined at 70.5 receiving yards, 10 yards higher than Jamar Chase. I think that he is the dark horse in this market.
And Ted McMillan hasn't scored that yet this year, but here comes the Dallas Cowboys defense into town. You better you bet on this Friday. Jay Croucher from NBC, our guest on Twitter at CroucherJD. Jay, what is your favorite side or total bet coming up for week 6 in the NFL and why?
Well, I'll give you a different angle, Nick, because I really like this bet. So the Denver Broncos play the New York Jets in London on Saturday morning, which is just an atrocious game of football. I don't think this is what FDR envisioned as he ended American isolationism in the 1940s to sway the tides of World War II, thinking that 80 years from now, here's what we've got. Bo Nix is a 7.5-point favorite over Justin Fields, who throws the football at the moment like he's Steve Traxel loading up to throw to home plate. I don't think that was envisioned as the byproduct.
This wasn't in the New Deal.
No, I don't believe this was part of the New Deal. Bo Nix is a 7.5-point favorite, but there is an angle into this game, and it's the great, the immortal, another guy who's invincible and who will never die, Mason Taylor. Over 3.5 receptions, which is minus 145 at BetMGM, but I think needs to be more aggressively favored. Mason Taylor, in fantasy purposes, is a legitimate tight end one. Mason Taylor, the past 3 weeks, has had 9 receptions, 5 receptions, 4 receptions. His targets have been commensurate with that. He had 12 targets last week against the Cowboys. And the other thing with Mason Taylor is that he's just out there all the time. He played 68 snaps last week, which was 84% of the Jets' snaps on offense. You know who the Denver Broncos have on their defense? Patrick Surtain, who's going to cover Garrett Wilson. And Mason Taylor is already the clear number two in this pass game for the Jets. The 7.5-point dogs think that they're going to need to be throwing. And if Wilson is covered by Surtain, and frankly, even if he's not, I suspect that Mason Taylor will have a pretty easy time getting to four receptions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, the Mason Taylor over receptions on Sunday morning in London. Do you have anything for Sunday Night Football, which will be your guys' game on NBC with the Chiefs and the Lions? I love Kansas City. What say you?
Yeah, I think I find this line very interesting. The fact that the Chiefs, who a couple of weeks ago were like field goal dogs at home to Baltimore, and now the market has seen enough to just completely believe in Kansas City that they are back. The fact that they are 2.5-point favorites over the Lions, who I think have a case to be considered the best team in football. The fact that they're favored by that much off short rest, or at least a one-day rest disadvantage, with no Rashee Rice, I think speaks volumes about the Chiefs and how they've turned things around on offense the past 2 weeks. They shouldn't have lost to Jacksonville. That was a ridiculous outcome. They moved the ball at will, and I think the past 2 weeks is the best that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have looked since 2 years ago on offense, or since they were beating the Niners in the second half of the Super Bowl. So I think the Chiefs, I think they're back. I think that the offensive line, Josh Simmons stepping up, I think it's become a strength of the team again. Mahomes has time. He looks more comfortable than ever before. I think not so much for the game specifically, but I think the way it's into the Chiefs is to bet them now 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. Because I think this line is telling us that when Rashee Rice comes back, and perhaps even before that, that the Chiefs are perhaps the best team in football. And I think that their schedule gets easier in the back half. I think ultimately they'll win the division. And I think that look, Patrick Mahomes, his floor in the NFL is basically overtime in the AFC title game. So I think that there's a good chance that he gets back there. And I think the 10-1 on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl is going to feel pretty good to have in pocket come January.
I want to save some time for the NBA, but just to follow up on the Chiefs point, because I agree. I said it earlier this week on Tuesday after they lost on Monday night. I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. I got asked a lot this week about Mahomes and MVP, and also about Baker Mayfield and MVP, if you want to loop that in as well. And like my thought is just like, hey, I kind of think Josh Allen's just going to win again. Do you agree with that assertion on Josh Allen? Do you give Mahomes a chance? Do you give Baker a chance? Anyone else in that specific market? In about a minute, so we can save some time for the NBA you wanted to get into.
Yeah, so I think Mahomes right now, as much as I think he may end as the most deserving winner, I think that voters just heavily overvalue wins in this award. And I think the plus 450 is Mahomes is much too aggressively favored and short in that market. I think he should be closer to double that price. Baker Mayfield, it's interesting. I think Baker Mayfield would actually win a vote held today. But I think that the Bucs are going to trend downwards a little bit. I think the interceptions are going to be a thorn in Baker's side in his case. So no interest in him at 7-1. Ultimately, I'm with you, Nick. I think that Josh Allen is rightfully the tier one favorite by himself in this market. I think that MVP still runs through Josh and the fact that he's just so heavily favored. Well, he's the clear favorite to get the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, it's not like a sexy answer to say, hey, I think the favorite's probably going to win, but it does kind of feel that way as we enter week six in the NFL. NBA, season starts in less than 2 weeks, and look, like the Thunder, probably just going to win again. Do you have a non-Thunder thought in the NBA futures market for everybody?
Yeah, so what I would look at here is, so I think the Thunder are the best bet at plus 250. I think it should be closer to plus 150. I think that they have people
That's
are focusing.
That's crazy, right? Before an 82-game regular season, like plus one. And like, I'm not saying I disagree, just like, wow.
Yeah, I think the thing with the Thunder that people perhaps don't register if they're not thought about it that much is that, yeah, these other teams have upgraded. The Nuggets added Cam Johnson. The Rockets, they lose Van Vliet, but they had Kevin Durant. But the Thunder, their best players are all really young. Chet Holmgren's going to get better. Jalen Williams just played the playoffs with a torn wrist ligament and is going into, year four? He's going to get better. Shea is still on the right side of the aging curve. Cason Wallace is going to get better. And I think that just the internal improvement, specifically from Chet, J-Dub, and Cason Wallace, I think that's going to be more of an improvement for them than the Nuggets adding Cam Johnson and adding a bit more depth on the bench is going to be. So I think you step back with the Thunder, where they win 68 games last year. I think they're going to be better this year. And I don't see any real reason they should be worse outside of bad health luck. So I think that the title runs through Oklahoma City ultimately. If you're looking further down the board, I think that the Cavs are plus 750. I think that's a touch too long just because the path in the East is so much easier. And then in terms of long shots, the long shot that I would be backing, and it sucks because they have James Harden on their team, and if they win the title, James Harden will have to win the title, which seems very improbable. But I do think that the Clippers drifted everywhere in the market because of the Pablo Torre reported scandal. I just don't see any, I haven't seen any evidence that they're going to face repercussions for that in a way that affects them on the court this season. I think that is all going to be delayed until next offseason, and their win total dropped like 3 wins off of the report. To me, it changes 0%. I don't think that, what are they going to do? Are they going to cut Kawhi Leonard mid-season? It just doesn't seem particularly likely based on the reporting so far. So I think the Clippers, who we forget, were like material favorites to beat the Nuggets in the playoffs without home court advantage. And to be fair, they lost, which is material. But I think that the Clippers are much closer to the Denvers of the world than the market is implying right now.
What is material is also the money that Femi and I lost betting on the Clippers. Can we have fun with Australian accents for a second? What is the first name of the guy of blank Tory finds out?
Pablo.
Love that. Also, what is the place that Muslims worship at? Also, what luchadors wear when they wrestle?
A mosque?
Yes, the mosque.
It's a mosque. How else could you possibly say it? Mosque?
It's a mosque.
It's a mosque. It's an Elon mosque.
Jay, we're looking for, yes, and what is the last name of, We'll see you on NBC on Sunday night, my friend. At Croucher JD, Fantasy Football Happy Hour with our friends Matthew Berry and Connor Rogers. Stay well, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
Jay Croucher joining us on the show. Femi, are you a fan of how did he say, Pablo? Pablo?
Pablo. Pablo Torre finds out.
Well, found something out.
You find out that
we'll see if it
Harden's
matters
still a choker
this year. Yeah, well, I don't think we need to find that out. Colin Wilson joins us next. College football bets for the weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.